It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department second to none, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They have everything you need to stock that pantry and get you ready for Thanksgiving that's coming up here very shortly. This week, I've been sharing recipes that I'm actually making. We're doing our big Thanksgiving dinner this Sunday. And today is my recipe for sweet potato biscuits.
Oh, whoa.
Yes. Didn't know they existed.
What?
No, sweet potato biscuits,
oh,
no.
Oh, Lord, yes. Now, you can either serve them on your appetizer table, make them really small, and put just some really, really thin sliced country ham on them. Mm-hmm. They're pretty heavenly that way. Or you can make them bigger and actually serve them with dinner. But nothing screams Happy Thanksgiving like a good old Southern sweet potato biscuit. This is what you're going to do. You are going to whisk together your self-rising flour and your sugar. Then you're going to use a pastry blender to cut in some cold butter. And then you're going to whisk together some mashed potatoes and buttermilk. You have to use buttermilk in this recipe or you won't get high, light, fluffy biscuits. And as for the sweet potatoes, I prefer a nice roasted sweet potato. So bake them in the oven first and then take the sweet potato out that way. So after you mix together the sweet potatoes and the buttermilk, you're going to stir that mixture into the flour mixture. Then on a lightly floured surface, you're going to knead 4 to 6 times, folding over itself. That'll help get those flaky layers that you want in the biscuits. And I just flour my hands and the countertop and just go to town. You're going to pat it into an inch thickness and then use a biscuit cutter to cut rounds out. Arrange them on a parchment lined or greased cast iron skillet with the sides touching. That's going to get you a nice, high, pretty biscuit. And then you're going to, if you want, you can freeze them for about 15 minutes to just get that dough nice and chilled as your oven preheats. And then you're going to bake them in a 450 degree oven for 15 to 20 minutes until the biscuits are brown on the top. And you can see that the sides are cooked through. You don't want them to look doughy at all. Once you get them out of the oven, you're going to brush them with melted butter and serve them up nice and warm.
Yum.
Somebody texted asking what kind of flour do I prefer. I prefer Hudson cream flour.
Okay.
When I make any type of biscuit. If I'm not using the Formula L, which is what I use for a traditional biscuit, I'll use Hudson cream. And it makes a delicious biscuit. You want to see this recipe? You can go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina Sweet Potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines Cake Mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And Grade A Large Eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.